We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 3D, not in 3D, of BaseNet Radio is Morbid.
What up?
Silent Slade.
Hey!
And D-Mad, or D-Money.
Is this a new show?
Well, it must be, because we're all here for once.
Oh my god, wow. This is so great.
Yeah.
No more reruns.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
I hate those reruns.
I know!
Recently it's been a bi-weekly thing.
Yeah.
That should, however, change.
All right. Let's not.
We've all been busy with our own thing. So.
Real world sucks.
Real world stuff. Yeah, it blows.
Porn rules over my life.
And if you've listened to this show before, you know that we usually just discuss recent tech news. But we could get into some interesting discussions or rants outside of the news. Usually still during the news section, of course. And that's what makes us ADD Radio. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is
encouraged.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Give it away.
Ew, no, it's not Jesus Christ.
Hey,
wait, if we say that, maybe more people will get it.
Oh, by the way, Slade, I had to take over for you last week. As soon as Morbid said encouraged, I started going, give it away.
What?
That's what he usually does. You never noticed that?
You must not encourage virgins like that.
That's
not right, dude.
Anyway,
that's not up to you.
Yes, it's encouraged, and that's why this MP3 is available for download at our website,
basenetradio.net. Sorry.
But yeah.
It's a very subliminal thing.
That's exactly.
Speaking of giving it away.
Anyway, it's time for our first section. That was the begins the voipage.
Hey, no, and we're losing Slade.
Somebody's.
Oh no.
Yeah. Aww.
Slade will miss you.
Come back to us.
Please.
This concludes
today's episode of BaseNet. Sorry.
For the next 57 minutes, you will have.
He's there, supposedly.
For the next 57 minutes, you'll hear really bad video game music.
Me.
We kind of hear you. Can you hear us?
You know,
we're all downloading to Prawn.
Hey, I turned off my anime downloads. You do the same, Slade.
Anyway, that sound normally begins the male section of BaseNet Radio.
Depends on how you swing.
No, I'm just saying because it may not be email. We will be reading or playing back mail. And comments
or
we have received over the course of the previous week. If you have something good to contribute, ideas, flames, news stories, or want a shameless promotion, shoot an email to basenet@basenetradio.net or call our PBX at 646-362-2278.
Cool beans.
We have some hidden menus on there. You get like shouts if you find any of them.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, the first clip I will play is from someone who we were chilling with at Nauticon, and this would be Low Tech Mystic.
Hey, what's going on? This is Low Tech Mystic. I just got out of the bathroom, and I called the number to say hello and leave a message, you know, and that brings me to a point, like, with all these newfangled devices and nice touchscreen PDAs, like, you really make sure, like, you wash your hands before you leave the bathroom. You know, when I was little, you know, I never thought I'd really care, but, you know, welcome to the PDA world and touchscreen devices, and, oh, you wash your hands. All right, later, guys.
Yeah,
that was just disturbing.
You know,
that's some good advice, though. I mean, wash your hands before you use your gear, please. You especially know, if you're sharing your gear, that could be nasty.
I find low tech his backstory is a little interesting. If I started listening to his show, and his first episode, he just kind of was talking about himself, why he got into this, and he used to never do touch tech. He was the anti-tech. And then hearing that after we spent the weekend hanging out with him just didn't seem to work. He never let go of his Toshiba tablet notebook he had. He had that vest filled with that thing that has 20 million pockets for electronics with power plugged for all that.
That's awesome. I have to get something
that. Yeah, that was badass.
The amount of
I like him already.
Crap I was carrying around?
Yeah. It was just really funny. Okay.
Really? What kind of Toshiba was he running?
Scotty vest.
It was one of those tablet things.
Yeah, the tablet ones where you flip.
I don't remember the exact model.
Yeah. It's kind of sexy.
Anyway, we have another voicemail. This one coming from Droops.
Hey, BassNet Radio guys. This here is Droops. And I'm very much enjoying your slick new PBX. And I'm hoping that Mr. Slicko, who I assume made this, is going to give us some help with some Slastrisk. Good show, guys. I enjoyed listening to last week's show twice, as the Ben Rev Radio show did not stream. And it was good times. Not a con wrap-up. Way to go. Yay. Later.
Amen.
Yeah. God, I love the shameless plug for his distro.
Well, hey, I'll be happy
definitely.
To help him out
with
that.
Definitely.
And that was definitely a correct assumption, that PBX I put together. His panel got me involved with the Asterisk thing. I started playing with it at Nauticon. And, so I put together my own PBX here, and I'm going to be volunteering to help out with that stuff for the Hope Conference.
Yeah, you set that thing up here, wicked fast.
Yeah, that was... Well, I did it there within the weekend, so... You know, I had to go.
You have some cool features on it now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to really know what kind of laptop the kid was using. I swear to God.
I'll find out for you.
Please, thank you.
Anyway, we have an interesting comment from Murdoch now.
You suck, bitches! Fuck your asterisk box!
Yeah.
The love.
Yeah, we feel loved. And another interesting comment from Captain Foray.
Hey, what the hell you guys need not be using Plan 9? So you be using Plan 9 with your common list, and you better be using that old camel right now too. Alright.
Man, you are so white. I'm sorry.
Hey, why you gotta be like that? You gotta be like white, you black, you know what I mean? Be yellow for, you know?
Well, he's trying not to be white. He's not
bastard.
Admitting it.
Bastard. How can you do that, man?
I don't know. He seems to... something with this common lisp. I don't know what's going
white
on.
White and proud, man. White and proud. That's right. Why, Pete? No, never mind.
Anyway, he left a second one. Verifying that we got the first one.
All right. Just calling back. I want to make sure... But you guys got the previous message. It is common lisp.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, we had a comment on Hacker Media that was just pretty much all just random numbers, it looked like. I mean,
really?
I don't know. It might be a secret code or something.
I don't
Somebody
check this
can
stuff
decrypt
out.
That for us. Please let us know. But right now, I don't really think it's anything... too important. I mean, they might have been thinking they were typing something into one form and they were typing it into another. But yeah, that's pretty much all the mail we got.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt for just a second. This is very important news.
Okay.
Silent Slade?
Yes, I see. He's trying to connect, but...
Yeah, he has
he's
failed.
He's ringing me, but okay, Skype might die for a minute. Because this is buggy when it says when I answer no to hold call, sometimes it just dies. So
Right.
We'll find out, I guess we'll see you later.
Now.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are still on, which is a plus. That was the hang up on Slade who was trying to call, and I will now invite him to the conference. And it is ringing him, and hopefully it will connect him.
Oh, we actually.
Oh, he signed off. He's not on AIM anymore.
We have a comment.
We do have a comment?
Yeah, we have a comment. On Hacker Media for episode 3C.
Oh, right. We didn't read any of the ones from that yet.
Because that's the top one I saw.
Yeah, okay,
I'll go with the comment. Who's this from? Oh, Low Tech.
Oh.
Another great show, guys. I had a wonderful time hanging out with the Basenet crew at Nauticon, not to mention all the scavenger hunt madness. We were robbed, I say. Robbed! Ha ha ha. Oh, yeah? Omniscan.
Anyway, Silent Slade, you are back?
No. I guess not.
It dropped him.
Poor guy. Seriously, he needs a new provider.
It's like, okay, we'll get started now so we can avoid your bandwidth dying, and as soon as we start, bam, there it goes.
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder, but, well, we shall keep the show moving, and we shall move on to the next section, I guess. And that sound right there begins the news section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources a bit, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, please send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It could be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And now, of course, you could leave it in a voicemail as well at 646-362-2278. And the first piece of news is from Murdoch saying that we said... let's see, what should be our opening news thing?
I don't know, what approach do we want to take on this episode?
Whatever is in there. It doesn't matter. Well, let's go on something that we did the last episode. There was that Wikipedia thing with Mr. Jason Scott. And if you go to cache.cow.net, that's cache, C-A-C-H-E, and /sketchdance... maybe that Wikipedia article had some truth to it.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. I'm looking at this now, and...
It looks like a picture, well, it apparently is a picture of Jason Scott in a cow outfit?
Tiger print bedspread, with, Slade's trying to get in, with, like branch-ish wallpaper all around.
It's quite disturbing.
Yeah.
And I think there's supposed to be like music playing, but
There is. You need the whatever specific plugin that is, which I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
But yeah, wow.
It just shows how much of a disturbing person he is.
Well,
No, he's not disturbing.
No, he's not a disturbing person, but I mean...
Interesting. Oh, his cow fetish. Yes, the cow fetish.
The cow
thing. That's what I meant by the disturbing aspect.
Well, no wonder somebody changed the Wikipedia article to say something like that. Yeah, well, anyway.
You mean they kept the truth in there and someone changed it back?
Who knows? We may never know, because as Jason Scott was saying, Wikipedia is very inaccurate. Lots of things. Anyhow, we have more news.
Potatoes. I don't know. I'm just looking at one of the things. I didn't actually read it.
Oh, well, then start reading it.
I would if the page loaded.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I'm doing all this torrent stuff and... Oh, wait. Oh, maybe that's why he gets offline. No.
Infinity has a hard drive, huh? What is this?
Well, just click one and read.
Oh,
dude.
No, that's gay. Aha, Infinity has a hard drive. No. They're talking about Infinity has a 9 point. The new Infinity car that comes out comes with a 9.5 gig hard drive in it that allows you to rip CDs straight onto it. Which is, I guess that's kind of cool to come stock in a car. Well, not stock, it's probably a... come available in an actual... in a car. Said Seagate is rumored to be the manufacturer of the 2.5-inch hard drive that's being used in these. And then they said give some crap about the engine, but yes, expensive car, so we don't really care. But in hard drive news, Seagate, they're coming out with a new SATA hard drive that's tops out at 750 gigs. I think you could use that for your audio and video box there. Slick.
Possibly. Well, I have one audio box and one video box.
Oh, you can use it for
either.
Because
the audio box has a crappy-ass video card.
Well, you can use...
Actually, it's a decent video card. I take that back. It just has no drivers for Linux quite yet.
So, which card are you running?
It's one of the new ATI with the PCI Express things.
Uh-huh. I'll give it a little bit.
It's a dual screen, so it gotta be something decent. But I don't know. I don't have a workable driver for it.
Oh,
at
yes.
The moment.
You said something yesterday that made me fearful.
What was that?
What do you might do with that box for the time being?
I might not switch to Windows.
Oh, thank God.
I found out there's a clock fix patch for Jack,
mm-hmm.
which will fix all the problems I was having with...
The video editing?
No, the audio dropouts.
Okay.
And if that's what I'm going to use the box mainly for, I don't give a crap. The video I already have running on Linux using a few pieces of software. That's working fine.
Cool. I got scared when I received this call yesterday from Slick telling me that he was going to switch his awesomeness new box over to Windows.
Ah, what the... Where is he? I got to yell at him. Nah.
What just happened? but you could definitely. It's not bad. 7,200 RPM for 750 gigs. I'd like that. That'd fill up fast though.
Yeah, I'd have to get three.
Yeah, you could throw that one on your video editing box.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that would definitely be useful for video.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Okay, this potato thing apparently loaded. This guy decided to use 500 pounds of potatoes.
Potatoes,
however you say it, to power a small sound system.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes. He installed it. He had to use the back of a U-Haul truck to hold it. To hold it all.
They're better than tubes, man. Potatoes. The way to go.
He drove it around town and invited people to enter the truck. And listen, the batteries work by allowing electrons to pass from one electron. Oh yeah, we did this in
chemistry.
Science class. Yeah, in science class.
It was like two potatoes.
Yeah, but not
like a truck full.
500 pounds worth of potatoes. Well, in chemistry, we could light with the smallest power light bulb possible. And this guy's running a sound system after driving around town. It's kind of cool. Each potato generates about 0.5 volts and 0.2 milliamperes.
Milliamperes?
Milliamperes.
Oh. I thought you said nilla.
No, not nilla. Milla.
Sorry.
Then he connected the group potatoes together in series, increased voltage, and then connected the groups together in parallel to increase amperage. The entire 500-pound battery generated about 5 volts and 4 milliamperes. Don't eat potatoes. And then he put a note afterwards, don't eat potatoes after using them for a battery.
Why? Why not?
I don't know.
Dude, that's a freaking teaser and a half.
Why don't you don't email potatoes, the guy and ask?
See, now I want to know.
Wait, never mind. Is Oregon a big potato state? I think so. Does that make sense? Because that's where this guy's from.
Oregon?
I think Oregon and, like, Idaho are the big ones.
Idaho, of course. But Oregon, they're all very spoiled on potatoes, man.
Hmm.
Come on, dude. You gotta get the cricket sound working.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so, well, actually, I'm just trying to think right now how I could get Slade back in here without.
Do we still have
having
that,
to do Skype? I mean,
do we still have that cell phone attachment connection?
Well, I have an adapter somewhere. I could look for that now, but what? I mean, I'm thinking for the future to avoid this stuff. I have an asterisk box.
You do have an asterisk box, and we're.
I have it upstairs, though. What I have to do is install a SIP phone on a box down here, and we'll be set.
Can we pause the episode?
That's impossible. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry. We cannot do that.
No?
No.
Fade in, fade out?
No.
Make it like we were never gone?
Can we notes? Can we take notes on the show? What we actually need for the show?
Oh, yeah. I already have been doing that mentally. So I guess that doesn't count.
So pausing the show. Click. Done. Okay. Carry on. I don't mean to sound all pushy and shit.
Did we talk about... This might be more of a slick thing to talk about.
What's this?
This BitTech AMD reverse hyperthreading.
AMD reverse hyperthreading? Yes. Oh, like making two... symmetric multiprocessing chips act as one very fast single chip. That is quite interesting. That's pretty much as detailed as I could get without, like, not knowing what I'm talking about. but yeah, it's pretty much the opposite of the hyper-threading thing, which is what Intel calls its thing, where it takes... a single core chip and makes it act as two processors. It still uses like certain parts of it are the same, or it uses the same thing, internal components or something. I don't know. I don't work for Intel or AMD, and I don't know any of that low level crap. So, but yeah, it's doing the opposite of that and making it act as one chip when there is actually two. Don't know.
Freaky.
What advantage it would have to multiprocessors? Because I guess if you need one thing done fast, it would help. But if you're doing lots of different processes at once,
well, considering the fact that there's still not a huge lots of dual core stuff out there, right?
What do you mean? There's been multiprocessing machines for years. That's all dual core is. It's two chips on one.
Well, this example it uses is as the vast majority of games right now. So gamers can use it.
Yeah, oh yeah. A lot of them are made just to be run as one thread or something, so it makes sense. And there's definitely use for it. I just wish there was some way to do it in the software end.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows. But that could be handy if you have two like slow as hell chips. On a dual core, and then make it act as one fast one. I mean, you could bypass the speed of the quickest clock chip in no time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I think that's probably what they're
saying. That's what they're saying. They knew their current architecture couldn't compete with what's going on now, so they're trying to do this reverse.
AMD, I think they're doing quite well, considering.
I like AMD, personally. Let's see.
But yeah, that's something to keep an eye on, I guess, as far as hardware goes.
And let's go on somewhere else. Let's visit a place we haven't talked about for maybe a couple days.
What's that?
Google. They're trying to take over your life even more.
Oh yay!
Even
just
more.
What I want.
This is not. It's not anything official. It's all speculation. I'll keep talking. Okay. Google is supposed... There's a chance they might be building a travel portal of theirs. Because according to a story on ZDNet, Google has posted a job open for senior accountant executive for a travel vertical. For a travel vertical? I don't know what that means. Based in Chicago on the job listing site Media Bistro. And their main responsibility is to drive new business revenue growth with our Fortune 1000 advertisers and in a what's with this vertical? In a specified vertical in one or more regions.
I don't know.
I guess, you know what? Google has their globe Earth thing. Google has their maps thing. I guess the next logical step for them to take would be to, instead of just telling people how to get places, is get them places, get them to the... Anyone can come up with a word in here for me?
Nope, sorry, can't.
Damn.
Immigrant, sorry.
Instead of just telling them how to get them there, it will actually get them there. You can now save time by probably booking and doing all that shit from their site. And now, just instead of having to deal with their ads, they're now going to try to sell their, sell you stuff straight from them, not just other people. Yes, I do.
We are going to try to get Slade back. That's, I stepped out of the room for a bit to,
and I panicked.
Look for that cable, and that, yes, that is when Morbid panicked. My apologies for that. Then again, it's your fault you panicked.
Like, why is Slick leaving? Don't leave me.
Well, that's not fun. We have to get back into the studio again.
Yeah, well, that's... Or make the studio move more in your direction.
That's also true. So you want to set up in the office? That'd be kind of cool.
No, I'm not talking about that direction, even though that's that's more the direction I'm going with.
Uh-huh.
It would make it a bitch and a half for me, but... not really. I'd Skype in. But it'd be easier for you guys.
Well, thank you, dude. So very Christian of you.
What?
What?
What just happened?
What?
What are you talking about, very Christian?
I think we're bonding.
Well, I did find out that you liked Farscape.
Oh, yes, I love Farscape. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you think of others before yourself, it's very Christian of you, my friend.
Oh, that?
God bless you.
Oh, you know, burning hell, dude. I had to go to church this week. I had to babysit my grandfather and go to church. I fallen asleep more than usual.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's awful. Well, okay, next story.
Nah, dude, come on now. Come on, tell me all about it, man. Come on, I want to hear it.
No, you don't. Dude, it was a short, fat priest who talks and doesn't stop.
Why was your... never mind.
Yeah, that's going into more personal stuff.
You know? Oh, boy.
D-Money, we can cuddle later and talk about it.
Promise.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Oh, God. What was that? That hurt.
That was me, sorry. Unless Slick was poking him with something.
Yeah, that was like soundboard stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Here's another thing we haven't kind of talked about in a while, but I like robots.
Robots.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you perfectly, my friend.
Not you.
I'm asking Slade if he can hear me.
Slade.
What?
Oh, God.
Wow, that was
I loud. Can barely hear you. Hold on.
What do you mean?
All right, I'll boost it up for you. Hold on.
What?
Yo.
Yeah. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, on the fly.
Excellent.
On the fly audio work.
I can't hear him.
What?
Dude, I can't hear him.
You're back on the show.
What? I'm on the trip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ow. TBA?
Cell phone.
Yay.
It was quicker, but that's the idea for next time, to get you in on PBX since your internet is the
craptastic.
Shit. Yeah, it's
dude.
Spectacular after 9 because Cablevision overfills their bandwidth.
Freaking bastards.
And now we know what kind of provider Slade uses. Now.
We knew.
Oh.
You guys are awful.
We sound awful? Yeah, you kind of keep going in and out as well.
Well, I'm kind of sick. Dude, give me a break.
Hey, he's talked so much. Leave him alone.
I know.
No, I'm talking...
Oh, yeah. Shit. All right, can we start over, please?
No. Okay, so we're going back to the robots here. Apparently in Europe... They're having robot football, or Europe or American terms, that would be robot soccer. They've come up, there's a tournament between teams of robots. But I guess different, it's actually the third one that happened. The third robot football UK championship ended in defeat for the organizers.
Football as in soccer.
Huh? Yes, football as in soccer.
Okay.
Not football as in football.
Right. It's the wussy stuff. All right,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, the stuff where they fall down and pretend that they got fouled, and when they realize no one's paying attention to them, they get up.
Pussy sports.
Yeah. Well, the organizers got their asses kicked.
Wow.
The event was aimed at helping the students improve the skills of their robots ahead of the... That sounds kind of weird.
Speaking of robots,
the machine shootout was held over 2 days. Each university had to abide by strict guidelines set out by the Federation of International Robo Soccer Association.
Homo Soccer Association. What?
FIRA, Federation of International Robo Soccer Association. Interesting. There was, I guess, 4 teams. The box, they look like boxes with LEDs on the front of them, and they push a ball. Yes, they're not very, like, awesome looking. The box-like robots are modeled around the same body, but can be adapted by a team to make it smaller or lower. Sweet, so they get body kits for this shit, and they have the hydraulics, and they'll pimp it out. Okay, the wheeled machines have scoops to push an orange golf. Okay, that makes it even worse. At least in the picture, they kind of look like a... soccer ball size, but they're like mice. It's pushing an orange golf ball, used as a football around the pitch. They also have vision systems to spot their teammates, opponents, and ball. Gameplay.
Trying him again.
Gameplay.
My attempt to change channels failed.
Gameplay is just decided by a computer on the side of the pitch.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, my attempt to change the channel that you were on failed to try to get the voice compressed.
Still sounds awful.
Hey, you sound better, though.
We sound like, how do you mean awful?
Awful as in every word is distorted, garbled.
Oh, distorted, awful. We're loud.
What?
We're loud?
Yeah.
You're loud and you're also garbled.
Garbled.
The loudness causes the garbling. Most likely.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Yep.
And.
Yeah, that's actually excellent. Okay.
Alright, good. So things are working now. Yay.
Yay.
Well, apparently this is a official robot World Cup. There's teams from like Germany.
Germany?
Yes, it's in Germany. We have the
teams.
Yes, the teams. Sorry, I can't do it well. And they have except supposedly the team to beat is. They're wondering if they'll be able to stop the might of Team South Korea. South Korea apparently has badass like golf ball size robots that play soccer.
Golf ball size.
They're slightly larger than a golf ball. It's really pathetic, actually. I actually thought they were big. Like, soccer ball size, but no. As I look closer to the picture, they're crappy golf ball size. They're, like, probably as big as 2 golf balls put together.
Like snowmen.
Soccer.
Huh?
They're pretty good if they're playing soccer successfully.
That's what I say.
Oh, man.
So do you have... Do you have any stories, Slade?
Oh, well, yeah, with what internet exactly?
Good point.
Oh, you have none whatsoever?
Not accessibly.
Damn.
We are absolutely horrible. I do apologize. Including myself.
But you're talking. That's
well, we have more news than what have we gone over so far?
Okay, well, we have I think the issue is not having the news, is do we know what's in the news? Google Travel. Robotic footballers have a ball.
Robotic footballers? What is that?
That's what we're just talking about.
Oh, okay.
You know, little guys who play soccer.
Oh, no, I was concentrating on levels.
Yeah. The Google Travel, I think I said that.
Yeah.
the very disturbing Jason Scott images.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
The potatoes battery. The crappy... the car that has the hard drive. Yeah, that was kind of cool, except that's like 7th grade chemistry.
Actually, we have something that maybe... I know Slade knows something about. This XP tweak.
Oh, you mean the XP tweak to write a bunch of zeros to your memory?
No, this may be something else. Well, it may be something similar to that tweak. It is, something, it says what you have to do is open regedit, go to HQ local machine system, current control set, control session manager, memory management, change the disable paging executive attribute and put the one in the decimal value field. And it will make the drivers and the XP kernel run in memory. Click large system cache attribute and put one in the decimal value field. This will improve the performance of the kernel. Double click the IO page lock limit attribute.
Pretty much you're disabling the page lock. And making
you're
kernel
running everything from memory, pretty much.
The kernel will stay in RAM, but that's a bad idea. Unless you're like running like a dedicated file server or something.
Also,
and with a lot of RAM.
Also, it seems that there's something about myth.
Yeah, it's a complete myth. It doesn't really work.
Right, right.
Like I noticed a story on Dig maybe like a week ago, maybe a week and change, and I kind of laughed because like it got about 2,000 digs and it was bullshit.
Yeah,
and
great.
Like when I wanted to like I put that up. You noticed that was on our notes page. I put that up there because I want to say you can do a lot more damage in a lot less time by just creating a script like the one I usually run. You have it in front of you. You can probably read it out.
Right, it's probably written. My string equals, and then in parentheses it has a rather large number, about 80 million. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you might want to, like, follow in front of the parentheses. You can type in the word space, all caps, and it usually works. Just don't make it too big.
What exactly does this do?
Well, the concept, the idea, is to create a very large string and push it into memory.
Okay.
With the string isn't being used for anything. So the script ends, terminates, and there's nothing else for it to do. So now it just takes back all the memory that
is being used for caching,
and only for any essential programs that need to use the memory right now. So you pretty much dump everything to the page file, create this blank string, and then the operating system should, in theory, reallocate RAM to all your other programs.
Ah, so it cleans up and more or less defrags your memory.
Remember.
Well, that's probably a bad analogy. I know there's probably there's differences between it, but yeah, like you said, it reallocates. So, yeah. Wow. In one line of VBS. VBS. Anyway, external SATA, what's this?
Oh, I just had that window open also.
Yeah.
I think that's a slickish topic.
Not really.
Well, you use SATA more than I do. Because I don't have a SATA ability.
Ah, yes, that's true. pretty much it. Finally, they made it external. I mean, if you look at the connector, it looks like it was made to be external, but apparently not. I'm surprised they didn't start putting FireWire drives in the computer. Figure stuff like that would be the other way around, since speed's getting up there on all the external stuff. So, yeah.
Is this big greenish thing, the eSATA?
Oh, I don't know. External, I think it's probably, it's probably just a drive that does it, but.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty hefty there. It's like, for a drive.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That'll probably replace FireWire if it gets.
They claim here that it won't replace it anytime soon.
Well,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
It won't be quickly. But...
I know. The bulkiness of it could be good also. It could make it just a little more durable.
I believe we lost Slade.
Did we?
And he's not even on Skype.
He's not online.
Well, that goes without saying.
Is he? No, he's not. Where's Dollar? Is Dollar here?
Yo.
Sweet. Do you have anything to say?
Absolutely nothing useful at the moment. I am in the middle of work. And crap.
Hey, we lost you.
Yeah, I noticed.
And you're not even on Skype. What's with that?
Yeah, I know. It's like I'm destined to not be on the show anymore.
Dude, wait. You talk. You need to be on the show.
Yeah, I know.
You have to get in the studio again sometime. But then again, if you do, chances are the studio will fall apart and it will all fall on you.
Hey, you want to know what? The weather's nice. You guys can make it out here.
Yeah, this is true.
The weather.
I'm going to have to work at like 3 hours in the morning the next day, so.
Yeah, that's the part that.
That sucks ours.
Yeah.
I guess we're sleeping over Slick's house.
And how am I going to get here to work exactly?
The bus?
To bus. Just like Slick.
I realize what time I have to be at work. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's okay. You won't need to sleep anymore.
Yeah.
I know, I shouldn't be talking, I know. Ugh.
So anyway, what did I miss in the last 5 minutes?
How about this? Can we have a guess here? Anyone just take a wild guess of how many copies of Windows XP are out there without Media Player?
I don't know, like 1,000?
Let's see, that's going to be Europe only, right? I'm going to say 30,000.
Dollar sign?
Oh, huh? Boy, I can't even think of a number. I don't even know. I'm not even imagining it.
No? Okay. Only, Slick was closest, only 1,787 copies since March of 2004.
And why is that the case?
Have been shipped to retail stores.
Oh, that's it?
Yes. But Microsoft does not know how many were actually sold.
Less than that. So yeah. I'm probably the closest.
Yeah. There is.
By the time they finally went through the whole process of like shipping Media Center out of it.
Yeah, they Europe made this whole huge deal about wanting a OS without media, any aspect of Media Player like,
right, and
included
now,
in it by default, and
they only sold like.
Not, they didn't even ship 2,000.
That's not good.
That's awful.
Well, I guess they expected the two companies that really expressed a lot of interest in it in the beginning were HP and Toshiba, but
right.
They haven't even shipped any machines with it.
Hmm.
That's hilarious.
So maybe a lot of people, you know, if it's going just to the stores, most people tend to just use whatever their box comes on when they buy it. So if it's shipping into the store for sale, like out of box,
yeah, it's not.
Then you're
buy
not
yeah. another version just to get rid of something that came with the one on their computer.
Yeah, so maybe what they really need to do to push this is to get back that support from the major companies.
Right, they have to provide that option to the OEMs. That's
it. They don't. So, like, the OEM would be... That's the OEM comes bundled with more shit than you'll ever want, usually.
Yeah. Well, I mean... But the OEM, like...
And the software manufacturer usually bundles a bunch of other stuff that, like, AOL, for example, pays for.
Right,
crap.
So they'll put the Winamps or, other media players. I mean, maybe even Real. Ugh.
Well... Yeah.
God, I was kind of hoping we were gone from that.
I really implore the Windows Media Player scene because you have such few, and they're all awful options. You have Media Player, just idiots. You have QuickTime, which is no offense, but it's awful. I mean, that works better on a Mac.
That's like iTunes now.
Huh?
That's it's bundled with iTunes now.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, oh, and it's bundled with iTunes.
That's annoying.
Yeah, you're right. That blows.
You can't even get rid of it. Oh, you can't get rid of it. You can install iTunes and then delete that. And iTunes won't work well, but whatever. Then you have real one or real player, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's been awful since the beginning of time. Probably will always be.
I didn't realize people still used it.
It's got some weird compression some people like, I guess. It's probably cheaper
it
or
was,
something.
It
I,
was
I
like
really
the first player for
streaming
audio.
Yeah. It was innovator in that. But
didn't it stand for real shitty player or something like that?
Real shitty.
the best thing I've seen for Windows would say be like the Media Player Classic hack that someone came up with. It makes it look like the old school Windows Media Player, and it like
does it share any of the code or no? Most likely not.
Real.
It doesn't play. It doesn't share any code with the Windows one though, does it?
It does what?
It does
not. I don't think it shares any code. It just appears.
Oh, okay. It just looks like the old Windows Media Player. Okay.
Yeah, like whoever designed it must have really liked the old Media Player.
Well, yeah, they didn't want the friggin'
ginormous
stupid
waste of space and.
Yeah, Media Player 10, for example, is huge. It's just,
well, 9 on. Was it 8 or 9 on that kind of.
8, I believe.
That took to the philosophy of more is better, and not more as in feature and quality, but
more
as
in size
filler.
Of fit,
yes.
Size of the skin.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, and like, granted, like 6 and 7 were pretty bad too, but like, with the offset of the newer ones, it's gotten just worse.
I can imagine.
It's like, you have to skin it to a very minimalistic scene. Hopefully, it won't take over the screen.
But wasn't like the only difference between 9 and 10? Was that really they changed the color to like silver?
Yeah, pretty much. Like it was silvery or
yeah,
or
it was. It went from that blue to a silver.
And ugly, like bluish to silver too.
Yeah. And then the installer was bulkier.
Oh, and there's one more difference. Every time it updates itself, which Windows likes to do,
God kills
it
the king.
It takes over preferences again.
Oh yeah.
So that's a nice one. Like, on certain PCs that I have to use Windows on for, like, work-related purposes, I've noticed that whenever Windows Update comes along, I notice that it also happens to do that nice little thing where it takes over the video files.
Well, that's when you have, like, if you're using Winamp or something, keep it so it, whenever you load up, it retakes over its, the file types it's associated with.
Well,
most programs do that, but like I said, it's just not nice that like Media Player will do this on its own.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, what does Microsoft do this nice?
Well, this is I think the reason that the EU wanted to unbundle that from Windows,
which was a good idea, and they actually got it going. But then they let it fall on its face.
I know something that Microsoft does that is nice. Their campuses.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's like pretty.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have a river of green.
It's like the ultimate hippie's dream there.
It's a 420 nightmare.
Look at it. It's like green everywhere. Like the buildings are all. Well, the buildings might not be hippie dream. They'd be more of a modern architect's dream. But, there's green everywhere. There's a bunny randomly.
A bunny?
There's a bunny. It's very artsy. And there's people playing frisbee. So. Granted, it's big. It's very nice looking. And I bet ya they happen to have like a shitload of good technology there. Just one thinking.
Well, didn't they ban iPods there?
Are you serious?
Probably.
Yeah, like on campus, like you cannot have an iPod for a good portion of time. I don't know if it's been lifted now.
That's kind of gay.
I mean, well, you're working for a company that like hates Apple and hates Apple.
Does every person who works for Toyota drive a Toyota?
Probably not.
Exactly. It's
probably most
Microsoft
don't.
Microsoft is a completely different entity. Like, Toyota can't control what people drive outside of the plant, but Microsoft can't control what you use inside the campus.
Hell, if you worked for Ford, would you drive a Ford?
I wouldn't drive a Ford if they gave one to me.
I
well, actually, that's not true. I would have driven that Yankee convertible that they were giving out.
Go Red Sox.
Or Celine. Ooh, 67. Okay. Oh, or 67 okay. Shelby. Yeah. But besides it, no, Forge sucks. Sorry. No, but I mean, I don't understand how the fact, sure, you people work for them, but you can't, really, you can't control the media player. If someone sneaks a nano in their, like, sock or their glove, are they going to get fired?
I believe that's been lifted now. I would hope it's lifted now. That's just sad.
Well, are they forced to use... Wait, what is the one that, effectively uses a portable version of Windows Media Player on it?
I know the iRivers do. Some of the creatives do. A bunch of other companies I've never heard of do.
Yeah, creative. Creative, I think. It's effectively... Even the display. I don't know if it's actually, like, one of the bigger name ones. But, like, even the display looks like Media Player.
The PSP one Media Player
thing? I don't know. Probably.
Don't know.
No, you know, it's probably some Sony proprietary thing.
Bullshit, yeah, unusual. No, it's an image as well, though. But it could be some Sony proprietary thing.
Yeah.
I would like to do that quite a lot.
Yeah, so, I don't know. You're probably required to have, like, one of them, that's specific, like, Media Player shit.
Which is fine, because, I mean, I think it's...
I think the, what is it, the new, that nano, that little tiny itty bitty thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's interesting. I like the, like, the hard drive itty
bitty.
The what?
The fact that it looks like a business card?
It's kind of cool. It has its pluses, but it also does have the minuses, like the fact that it's extremely flimsy.
Yeah, like you fall, the screen cracks.
Yeah, it's flimsy. Well, I mean,
the thing is the fact that it's small, which means it's not going to be very rich on options, period.
It's color screen. It plays, I mean, I know it's a stupid, like, pointless thing, but it shows album art. The display looks, it has a good quality display when it's not broken.
When it's not broken.
When it's not broken, the display appears to be quality, but I think the biggest thing is for the space you have in such a limited size.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the niceness factor of it.
It's built for people who really, really do not need an MP3 player much. It's built for, like, just once in a while music talent.
Yeah.
You can't really hold a large collection on it. Yeah. Maybe, like, the individual uses, like, one or two songs from an album, doesn't like to have a whole album on there.
Yeah. For, like, the average commuter.
Maybe less often than that, even.
I don't know, because, one gig, you could get a...
Like the jogger.
For one gig, you could get a couple days worth of commute, like, without repeat. You could get days worth of commute. Yeah, a couple days without repeating. Because if you're just listening on your way in and out of work, it's not like you're taking up the whole day just listening to the thing. So you could get at least a week's worth.
I was thinking more like someone who jogs once or twice a week, go out for an hour and back. Because it's so small, if you just tie to a wristband and
Well,
run.
Yeah, you see. You see. I see everyone in the gym now with like their like mini iPod minis and nanos and shit. It's strapped to their arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's convenient. I want iRiver to come out with something like that.
They do have the little one.
The H10 sucks.
No, not that. Smaller. Like,
well, they do have a 1 gig size one, but not in that tiny, convenient package that the Nano has.
They have this one that looks sort of like a stick of gum. I don't know.
Is that the new one that they're coming out? The E10 or something like that?
I don't know. I know they're coming up with some other video playing one.
The U10. The U10 is small and it plays video. But that's not... I don't think that's really that new. I mean, it's new. It's a couple months, I think, though.
There's a B-something series coming out. Yeah,
It's the E10. The E10 kind of has 4 buttons, I think. No, 6 buttons. But it's a little thinner than the... It's maybe half the size... A little less than half of the size of the H320.
Oh, that's good, because the A320 is huge.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like nano size. It's maybe a little smaller than my H120.
Right, okay. Well, and most people who were listening to this, I was completely confused now. No idea what we're talking about already. Because we said so, we dropped so many different, like, particular brand, which I don't really like to do often. Brand serial numbers, data. Ridiculous.
It's, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. What do you think, Slick? Like, as an alternative to, like, the iPod and Nano MP3 players, what would you do?
I really don't know. I mean, I have the iRiver. I don't really use it that much myself, though.
I use it quite a lot. I like to take my videos on the go. But, I know some people, like, they opt for, like, the mini discs, for example, which I'm not a big fan of.
Oh, they're durable as all hell.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not, I don't know, I'm just not a big fan of those kind of devices.
I remember when the whole mini disc thing was happening. It was, the only thing, I liked it, except for the fact that it would have been hard to store a lot of those.
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't like it. You have a gig per disc, I think it is now.
Well, back then, I don't remember
it was like
how much
CD size.
It's like that.
You have to carry these right around, and you lose them, or you forget where you put them.
And they're kind of bulk. They're bulkier.
They're CD sized in the amount of data you could store on them.
Oh, in the amount of data, yeah.
Right. They're proprietary bulk.
They're about like the size of flop, like a little thicker than floppies, but.
Oh yeah, they're very cool. I mean, like
they're smaller than floppies, actually.
They're like
thickness.
Oh, thickness.
They're
yeah,
like they're like a quarter inch smaller than a floppy all the way around. They're like
the thickness of three.
I have two of them. I have a mini that's right here. I'm comparing it to a
really?
Floppy.
Oh, okay.
So it's about twice as thick, a quarter of the size all the way around. No, a little over a quarter of the size. I mean, it's an improvement over the floppy, but it's still like an overpriced floppy when you really think about it.
Yeah,
well, I think maybe, you want to know, I actually think it would have flown more if a company other than Sony
picked it up.
Yeah, came
well, yeah,
out
Sony
with
doesn't
it.
It
would have flown more if computer manufacturers replaced the ancient floppy drive on their computers with one of those.
Yeah, but I don't know why they kept with the stupid thing for so long.
They mean, still just, you can still get them.
Yeah, I know. You still see computers with floppy drives being sold, but it's just now starting to like, hey, why do we still even do this?
It's just kind of one of those. It's kind of one of those. We have them. We might as well throw them on thing. I don't know. I finally convinced my dad to throw away his floppy disks.
I mean, I have a floppy drive. It's not a bad idea to have a floppy
drive. Do you
know
how often floppies just get corrupted?
Every other time?
Yeah, so there's no point.
Anyway,
you're right.
Do we have anything we could say in these last 2 minutes?
It's very good for a bootin' nuke, maybe. Like, you just pop a bootin' nuke floppy in there, and if you ever need to nuke it, you just... actually push it in, and
that's
then
true.
Boot.
But you could do a disk.
Yeah, but then also
CD
half
as well.
Also half the time the floppy drive hit doesn't work.
This is true, but when I think about it, it's a very expensive like $8 plus the floppy solution just to.
Hey, dude! Floppy drives are like $35.
No, I can get them for $8.
Yeah.
If you go to a computer show, you talk to the guy down to $2, and you walk away. You know. I mean, they really don't want to keep them.
They're like, we stocked up on these in, like, 94. We can't get rid of them.
Take them, please.
Anyway, let's any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to Cable Slut for sucking the internet hard.
To all the nice people that left us voicemails and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, you we stole feel my shouts.
To all the people who will leave us voicemails.
Yeah, and,
emails?
Damn it, everybody stole mine. Anyway, that concludes this week's edition of BassNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to BassNet@BassNetRadio.net, which, by the way, works now, or leave a voicemail at 646-362-2278. You will find a voice prompt there, figure out how to do that. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Take care.
Ta-ta.